I'm Doug Steffen, along with Dr. Jack Stockwell. Important announcements, important information today, as usual. Jack also has a podcast that he highlights at ForbiddenDoctor.com. So there are two ways of getting the information: GoodDayHealthShow.com podcast and the podcasts that are prepared by Mary and Jack that appear at ForbiddenDoctor.com. What's the latest podcast you have? I've kind of lost track of that over the
holidays. It's on arthritis, both osteo and rheumatoid. Mm-hmm. And what we've decided to do with our podcast is we've made them very general to try to, you know, engender an interest in a larger population. But we keep getting asked questions, well, what about this particular problem? What about this particular problem? And we thought, well, that's the direction we're going to go for the next several podcasts, isolating particular problems that smaller groups of the population have, like rheumatoid. But it's one out of two people over the age of 50 have some form of osteoarthritis. So we decided to go ahead and do a podcast on that.
Good.
And it's already generating bigger numbers than the month of October.
All right. And something else to keep in mind, every year Jack and his staff collect new unwrapped toys and distribute them as gifts to children. The objectives of this toy drive, helping children in need experience the joy of the season. It helps in nurturing the development of children oftentimes and brings people in the family and the community together. So the Children's Center is the recipient of this nonprofit organization that provides mental health care to preschoolers and their families. Who would have thought that there is a specialty in this? But you help thousands of families, even in that area, that local area where you are in Salt Lake City.
Every Christmas, my services and those of my son, Dr. Josh, are cut by 50% during this period of time. You just bring in a toy that's valued at least $30 or more for a boy or a girl, and these go to the homeless shelter downtown, mm-hmm. where these kids have absolutely nothing Christmas morning, and we have delivered literally hundreds and hundreds of toys at the end of this special.
All right. So something else work through at, you go to ForbiddenDoctor.com. Let me address what Jack was talking about, food-based ways to fix your problems, health problems. We've been talking about balance of nature success stories here on this program for a number of months. People who go onto the Balance of Nature program, go to balanceofnature.com, and you can use the code DJV to order their fruits and vegetables. They have a specific line of 11 different fruits that have been powdered and put into this protocol, and the same with veggies. Take all of the sugar out, take all the salt out, and what you have is just a pure form of enhancement. And in this case, the enhancement of that all-important immune system that you have. Here is a lady named Adeline who says, I'm taking it faithfully. I love the product. My cholesterol has come down from 270 to 215 using Balance of Nature. So I didn't know that that was part of the benefit, Jack, of taking all these fruits and vegetables, but it stands to reason, because if you're just putting pure fruit and vegetable in your system, there isn't going to be any side effect because nothing there.
Well, that's it. That's it. Yeah. It's amazing what happens when you start giving your body real food.
Right.
You start catching up on all of those things you've been missing all along.
Yep. The benefits are legion. 15 whole vegetables are in the veggies, and 11 fruits are in the fruit. This is a capsule. You order them both online, balanceofnature.com/DJV. They'll send you the product. Actually, the first month's supply is going to be on them, which is kind of cool. A free supply when you use the code DJV. The immune system improves by over 700% after you take this for a month. And they'll give you a health coach, maybe not as good as what you get with Jack, but health coaches that can answer questions, guiding you with questions you may have about your gut, how your immune system works. This is something that's a great stocking stuffer. I say that all the time when you find these things. This is, you want to give the gift of health for Christmas. Balanceofnature.com. The code is DJV. The discount and the free month supply is yours, boosting your immune system. How much better can it be than this?
Fruits, well, the immune system, I'm sorry, I didn't
know. No, go ahead. Yeah,
the immune system is absolutely dependent on daily good nutrition. There are aspects of the immune system that have to be replenished every 24 hours. No better way than when you're dealing with Pure Foods.
There's really a factual basis for concerns about fruit and vegetable consumption in the U.S. because 87% of us don't get the required recommendation of fruit and or vegetables. So get them from Balance of Nature in these capsules. It's whole food. Enhance your immune system. Balanceofnature.com. Use the code DJV. Dr. Jack Stockwell with Dr. Doug Steffen here on the Good Day Health Show. I'm very interested in the sugar industry, which has funded research that looked into the effects of sugar consumption some years ago on cardiovascular health. Then it buried the data when they found out it suggested sugar could be harmful. This is all the newly released historical focus on this now that a bunch of lawyers are looking into sugar and what it does to you. This is going to be a tough thing. This is hard as hell for me to get off of, I'll tell you that. Well, I love candy and...
Well, sure, we all do.
Yeah.
I think it's the number one addictive drug in America, and I call it a drug because it has a drug-like effect
on the body.
It's like
the tobacco industry, same stuff.
Yeah.
So there are a lot of people who now, we go through Thanksgiving and people refrain from counting calories. Now people are pushing being responsible, healthy holiday dinner tips. So there's the food police, the calorie control council, all these people who are around saying that the average person is going to at between Thanksgiving and going to Christmas parties and having the Christmas celebrations and New Year's, the average person eats 4,500 calories a day.
Oh, my goodness.
Which is twice what you're supposed to have, especially if you're soaking your stuffing in gravy and having a lot of chocolate and you had your pecan pie, all of that stuff. This is so annoying because what it does is take away from people's enjoyments. But you need to have, the understanding of what it does to your cardiology and to your gut and to everything else. It's an uphill battle, I know. But, Jack, how do we fight it?
Well, remember, 100 years ago, heart disease wasn't even listed in the top 10 killers.
Neither was cancer.
Cancer was number 10. 100 years ago, it was number 10. Now, what's happened since then is a tremendous amount of reliance in our diets anymore because of the addictiveness of sugar and processed grains. When you process grains, you remove the nutritional aspect of that grain. When you concentrate, if you were to chew on a piece of sugar cane, you're getting vitamins, you're getting minerals, you're getting enzymes, and not that much sugar, enough to make it sweet, but not that much sugar. But when you take that sugar cane or that sugar beet and you concentrate it into a white powder, you're doing the same thing they do down in Colombia with coca leaves. Mm-hmm. And when you end up with that white powder, you get something that sends the body out of balance. Now, during the holiday season, it's not so much the gravy and it's not the butter. It's all that sugar. Because when you take elevated amounts of sugar into the system, your insulin levels go through the ceiling. And people who end up with type 2 diabetes or some type of metabolic syndrome, their bodies are not recognizing that insulin that's showing up anymore. And insulin's number one job isn't to get sugar in the cells. Insulin's number one job is to store energy. And it's going to take all that sugar you're eating and turning it into fat. The fat that you eat during Thanksgiving and Christmas, in the sense of gravy or buttered whatever, that's not making you fat at all. It's the sugar that's being converted into energy because your body, interestingly enough, does not know the next meal you're going to eat. It thinks the meal you just ate is the last meal you're ever going to eat. So any extra energy it gets, it's going to convert it into energy, which is fat.
Reminds me of how you watch the dog eat dinner like it was the last meal.
Yeah.
No matter what. Yep.
Yeah.
I just think that there is, there has to be a happy medium here in order for people to have a certain amount of happiness. I know
that
I derive great pleasure from eating a piece of blueberry pie with some ice cream on it. I just do. Do I want to have it every day for lunch and for dinner? Yeah. Should I? No.
Well, that's, That's the whole thing behind the Forbidden Doctor. You should be able to have that piece of blueberry pie and some ice cream. You should be able to have some potato chips now and then. You should be able to eat what the thing that you crave. It's just when you're doing it all the time.
You know what? Part of the problem, Jack, is we pack so much into our days, and now everybody is looking for something fast to eat because they're hungry. They want to satisfy, but they can't. They don't plan a meal. They don't fix a meal, and so they want to have energy because they're so busy, and we got to eat this, and sugar provides you with energy.
Instant.
So people say, okay, let's have some energy. I'm having a candy bar
or a soft drink.
Yeah, right. Ooh, that's one thing I have never cottoned to, drinking that stuff, because I don't think it quenches your thirst, makes everything around you sticky. That's what you have to. I'm one of those show me guys, and I'll tell you, anybody who drinks a lot of that stuff has got to be nuts because it's really bad for you. I would like to spend some time talking about dentists and dentistry. The idea that there are new ways, preferred ways of dealing with dental problems. There is a company that I read about, Jack, Preferred Dental Technologies, that is now advancing the development of various technologies in the dental implant industry. There's 3D technologies being used to make these teeth. And then I started thinking and looking at some of the other things that are going on. People don't realize how important dental health is, how important it is to have strong gums. And, you know, all of this technology, if you lose a tooth and you don't replace it, that's really not good for your gums or for your overall health, is it?
Well, no, it isn't, because that space will fill in. And as that space fills in, your body will change the occlusion pattern between the teeth, and your bite will end up being off. And then when your bite ends up being off, it actually will affect the way your head sits on your neck. And when that is off, it can adjust and give you some dysfunction in the posture of the rest of the body, all the way back to just a missing tooth. Now, the reason I'm talking kind of funny is I have one missing in the front because I'm having an implant put in. Mm-hmm. And I don't get it put in for about another month. So I have to wear this appliance to try to cover up the whistling that would go on. But I see a biological dentist. I see the kind of dentist that you're talking about.
Yeah.
And they're very, very careful anymore what they put into somebody's mouth, because if you can see the teeth coming out of your gums, what you have is essentially the bone matrix of the whole body system emerging out of the body to an area where you can see it. Mm-hmm. And the dentists knew 100 years ago, when somebody came in with their mouth just in horrible shape, they knew the rest of the body followed that, because the teeth will display the nutritional status of the rest of the body.
Well, a lot of people lost their teeth. George Washington had wooden teeth. That was the thing at the time, because they didn't go to the dentist. They didn't brush their teeth. They didn't know what leaving all that gunk on their. Can you imagine the bad breath? Those people must have had horrible breath. My God. No, seriously. Ew, there's nothing worse than being around somebody who has bad breath.
Well, if you had your teeth made out of cedar, then, you know, you'd have, you know, cedar breath.
Well, you would have better breath. But there's also a component of bad breath that goes back to your gut.
Absolutely. That's the main problem.
Yeah, they're bad. If you have bad hygiene and you're not brushing your teeth and you're not getting the particles of food that get stuck between your teeth out by flossing, that's one thing. And having regular dental checkups and stimulating your gums and all that other stuff, that'll get you into the bad breath zone. But if you've got something going on in your gut, the acid is imbalanced or whatever it is, you can have really horrible breath, right?
Well, absolutely, because that fermentation of the wrong kind of material gets into the system, and it's your lungs are going to get rid of it. Your gut has to get rid of it, and what it can't get rid of, your lungs are going to have to get rid of. And that stuff is going to come out through your breath. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So if it's not a sinus infection problem or a rotted tooth problem, you know it has to be the gut.
Well, and that's it. Because you're a GAPS practitioner, you talk about this all the time. It's important to choose the kind of food. You're in a partnership with the food you eat. Think about it that way. I just thought about that. I was thinking about it was a good way to put people into the right headspace. you have a union, your body and what you put into it. And if you don't put something good into it, or mostly good things, the union is going to fall apart. And you quickly will have the ramifications of it in all kinds of things that can happen to your body. So you want to be happy and healthy, then be careful about what you eat. Isn't it? Jack said a few minutes ago, you can't deprive you, and you ought not to deprive yourself of the things you really enjoy, but it's overdoing. It's like anything else. Balance, 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 balance. Right?
You know, yeah, exactly. And I've seen some dietary plans out there that are kind of, you know, nutritionally rebuilding for the body that go on for a week to 10 days. And then they'll say, okay, now on that 11th day, that 12th day, go eat whatever you want. And then get back on that same program for the next 11 to 12 days. Now, I don't know if there's any research behind it, but it makes sense to me. So that you're not deprived of the gastronomical treats of life and food, my goodness. Good tasting food is one of the greatest pleasures of life.
Oh, it is. It's great. Yeah, I mean, think about
but
all
you can
the
have
things.
You can have great tasting good food too. Mm-hmm. And there's some really good cookbooks out there that rebuild the gut and rebuild health in the body and have the most delicious foods behind them. They just take longer to make than it does to pull into a drive-in restaurant.
Well, but that's it. You see, we're already into this I talked about a few minutes ago about how our lifestyles are today, and what people are doing is counterintuitive to their well-being. They get them busy in their exercise. They're just running, bringing the kids around, doing all that sort of thing. But under the circumstances, you better be paying attention to what you're putting in your body. And I don't know that a lot of people are. It is strange. And then you have this this sort of odd couple. You were talking about your concierge medical availability now. People can get to you at Forbidden Doctor. I'm looking at something that came as an announcement from Aetna this week, one of the nation's largest health insurers. They're going to go into business with CVS. Listen to this. A health insurer is going to go into business with CVS. The Cleveland Clinic started this last year by going into business with a new insurance company called Oscar Health. They offer individuals a health plan that specifically is geared to what the Cleveland Clinic can do, and you got to be an Ohio resident. Aetna has new partnerships with a number of hospitals and doctor groups in certain states like California and Virginia. And so they've seen how this partnership works, and that's why they've gone to CVS and said to CVS, all right, we're going to be your official insurance company. So people who have Aetna will go to CVS and be treated differently than if you have another kind of insurance company. You'll get more for your money, in a manner of speaking. Drug stores are like hospitals now.
Mm-hmm.
Think of that. Drug stores are like hospitals. Sell more drugs.
Well, that's it. To me, it's like the big three automakers going into business with a gasoline industry.
Yeah, well, they have. There's been all kinds of collusion for years between the auto manufacturers and the ExxonMobil and that bunch. So, wow. Imagine that, though. CVS and a big company like
that. And all the marketing, of course, is designed and glitterized to make it sound attractive and everything. But you got to remember, these people are working for the bottom line. They're working for their quarterly reports, especially if it's a publicly traded company. And that comes before any other consideration.
Yep. All right. Food for thought, if you will. We don't want you to rest in peace. We just want you to rest.
There's a way out of this. You just become more self-confident about how your body works and how it's put together, and that's what our membership's all about. We'll take you by the hand and give you instruction you will not get anywhere else, I promise.
All right, so I want to go one step further with that. The folks at Purity Products, who have a fabulous line of various formulas, they've got a brain formula. Most of all of the things that I see here are certified organic, by the way. The things that you get from Purity Products, and because they are well known for coming up with unique ideas, I suppose it's no news that they've put together krill oil and omega-3s into a fish oil and a krill oil together, krill omega 50 plus. So if you're in the market for fish oil, Jack will tell you you need to have fish oil, good quality fish oil, and the krill oil, which is great for your joints. Put them together, and what do you have? You have krill omega 50 plus with CoQ10. And you can find out just how good it feels to use it by having this product delivered to your home without cost. You pay the shipping to get it to you. Get a free bottle of this fish and krill oil combination, krill omega 50 plus. Joint comfort, great for your heart, cardiovascular health. Get the blood to your brains, your muscles, all that great stuff. It's 800-355-1493. Call that number now and ask for the krill omega 50 plus with CoQ10. You want the free bottle that Doug Steffen was talking about. You pay a little shipping, and that's it. 800-355-1493. One tiny pill does so much good. Krill omega 50 plus kind of says it all in the name, Jack. Krill omega 50 plus with CoQ10. The CoQ10 is for the energy.
It's good for the heart. It's good for the heart too. CoQ10.
Yep.
Yeah, and krill oil is a great source of omega-3s. And remember, the main reason we want omega-3s is because they promote an anti-inflammatory reaction inside the body, referred to as a prostaglandin. There are prostaglandins that promote inflammation. There are those that suppress it. Mm-hmm. And the omega-3s have a profound effect on suppressing inflammation and helping to reduce pain, as well as feeding good energy to the body.
So feed the energy. Feed the fish. Feed your body with krill and omega-3s. It's Purity's krill omega 50 plus with CoQ10. Free bottle now at 800-355-1493. Good day, health. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here. Could you be allergic to additives in food or in drugs? Allergic to sulfa drugs? The color that is in the food, one of those dyes, what do they call it, red dye number 6 or whatever it is?
Mm-hmm.
Allergists are seeing that when they prescribe medication to cure issues like rashes from an allergic reaction, the patient may be allergic to the dyes used in the pills. You say they put different colors in the pills.
Oh, yeah.
For what reason? Who knows?
Yeah, they're not food-based. They're not food-based dyes.
Why do they do that? I mean, who cares what color the pill is?
Yeah, why do they do a lot of the things they do? The thing is, the only thing that truly causes an allergy is when you get a protein in the bloodstream. Mm-hmm. However, you can get a chemical reaction to chemicals that are in food, that are in these pills, that are not, a lot of times they're just dismissed as an allergy when they're not an allergy at all. You can get a rash all over your skin from something that isn't protein-based. It's that you had a reaction to something that is toxic to the body. Now, the only reason I bring this up is because a lot of things that appear on labels is not necessarily everything that is present inside the food or the drug or the shampoo or the cleanser or something else that is solvent-based that's around the house. They just list the only things that the food or that the label laws require them to list. So, it comes down to individual research and spending some time, especially the person in the family that seems to be responsible for making the food and purchasing the things the family needs, have got to do more research.
People who go to the doctor, a conventional doctor says, all right, you've got, and I've been there, done that. I used to have acid reflux and the heartburn and all that other stuff, horrible. And so I took some acid reflux drugs. According to a study here, that looks like a no-no.
Well, the study comes out of the University of Hong Kong and the University College London School of Pharmacy. And in some parts of the world, some of the things that are restricted in this country by prescription are easily available over the counter. Mm-hmm. And the PPIs, the proton pump inhibitors, commonly known as Prilosec, Prevacid, Protonix, these drugs, they've been watching these people for a number of years. It's over 20,000 people. And what they found out is that every year that goes by that you use these drugs on a regular basis, your chances of stomach cancer are greatly increased.
I used them once. I didn't like, they made me feel worse than I did before. So let's talk about alternatives, because it is, that's what people want to hear. They want to know, if you don't recommend, people have a lot of respect for you. So if you don't give people these protein pump inhibitors, then what do you do to get rid of the problem?
Podcast number 29 at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Podcast number 29.
So what does it say?
Well, here's the thing. Here's the thing is that a lot of people have this upside down in this respect. We have, most people have acid indigestion, not because they have too much acid. It's because they don't have enough acid. Because most of the foods that make up the standard American diet anymore do not really trigger a deep acid release inside the stomach. And your stomach is not going to release its contents until it's been acidified. That's the whole idea of this bag that we have there at the bottom of our esophagus to fill up with hydrochloric acid to start breaking down the proteins that we're eating. It doesn't have that much of an effect on carbohydrates. It doesn't have that much of an effect on fats. It's designed to break down dense protein structures. And when it's essentially acidified, the stomach will release it into the small intestine, where it's buffered by alkaline-rich materials to balance out that acid, and the digestive process of the carbohydrates and the fats continue, as well as the proteins. Now, when you don't have enough acid, the stuff sits there in the stomach, and it ferments, and it forms gas, and it causes bloating, discomfort, and that gas has got to go somewhere, and it's going to go up before it goes down, and it blows what acid is in the stomach back up into the esophagus. Unnatural acids are also formed by that fermentation, and before long, you have this life sentence of heartburn. When all you do is add digestive enzymes and acid to your food, and it's no longer a problem. We cleared up in 2 or 3 days.
Long Life Energy Enzyme.
Podcast 29.
At ForbiddenDoctor.com as well. All right. Here's the word from Dr. Jack. Dr. Jack Stockwell. Check out his podcast at GoodDayHealthShow.com.